Today we are talking to Zach Callison, the voice of Matthew Parker, and it's really great to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Okay, so Tasha, why don't you start off first?
Okay. How did you get into the acting business?
Well, when I was 7 years old, I was taking vocal lessons at a college in St. Louis, Missouri, where I'm from. And basically, there was a play there that I really wanted to be in, but I was below the age limit. My vocal teacher encouraged me to do it anyway, and I ended up getting cast as Winthrop in The Music Man. And that was my very first thing. I did a lot of other theater plays in St. Louis. And then I eventually got an agent in St. Louis, did a commercial, a film, and that's when I realized I wanted to do TV and film. And then we moved out here, and when I auditioned for Ventures in Odyssey, that's when I started doing voiceover.
So when you played Winthrop, was it hard to make sure that you had a lisp every time you had an S in a word?
No, I loved it, actually. That was my favorite part. I could spit, and nobody would reprimand me for it, because I was 7 years old and I could spit all over the audience. it was like a match made in heaven.
Well, probably just as long as you're not like right next to somebody.
Yeah, I tried to be respectful with it, but I was having way too much fun.
Okay, Blessed Cheesemaker asks, how did you get on AIO?
Well, my agency let me know that I had an audition for it. I recorded my lines. And about a week later, I think, they called back and they said that sometime soon they wanted to have a call back on the phone and to have me do my scene with somebody on the phone. So a couple days later, we were driving down the road, they called, I did it there, and then about a week later, they said they wanted me to be Matthew, and they brought me into the studio for the first time.
And you did the audition with Christina Bocelli, right?
Yes, I think I did. It's been a while, but yeah, it was on the phone with Christina.
He also asked, do you like mysteries?
Yeah, not as good at solving them as Matthew is, but I do enjoy them. I really like riddles, especially, and I know Matthew's into that type of thing as well, but he's a lot better at solving them than I am. He's like almost a genius when it comes to mysteries. I'm okay.
So are you saying he's smarter than Emily at mysteries, or do you think Emily's still better?
I'd say Emily is probably a little bit better with the thinking.
But she's just a little more egotistical about it.
Yeah. With the whole partner sidekick thing, that's always fun to do in the studio. But that's a perfect example of Emily's character clashing with Matthew's character.
Okay, last question from Blessed Cheesemaker. How are you like Matthew, and also in that same vein, how are you not like Matthew?
I think we're both very, very curious. When we get into things, we don't stop until we've done something with them. I'd say he's a little more sarcastic than I am, even though I do like to be sarcastic. He's a lot more dry. I'd say we're similar, but we're not exactly the same, which is cool, because, I mean, if you're playing a character that's exactly the same as you, sure, it's easy, but it may not be as fun or interesting. So I think it's a happy medium with me and Matthew.
And also you two look alike.
Yeah, the character sketch for Matthew, I found this out last weekend, actually. It was based off of me, and I had no idea.
Were you surprised at it, how similar they got it?
I just thought that was how Matthew was supposed to look, and that's how they decided they wanted him to look. But it was funny because I was just talking about it, and some people were commenting on how much it looked like me. And I said something along those lines to one of the people at the event. I don't remember who it was. And they said, oh, yeah, the character sketch is based off of you. I'm like, wait a minute, what? I think it was Brock Eastman. He's really cool. I actually met him last weekend at the Dallas live show. He's really, really cool.
Yeah, he's really funny too.
Yeah, he is. We two nights we ate at Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake is it's like a restaurant chain. You might be familiar with it. It's a Midwest and a South thing, and there was one there in Dallas, so we picked out there a couple nights and had a great time.
Joshua wants to know, what has been your favorite AIO episode so far?
There has been a couple. I'd say one of them would be the Malted Milkball Falcon from Album 52. That was a really fun one to do with the Rockathon. Inspiration Station was fun, too. That the two-parter was my first time on Odyssey, and I thought it was a great episode to start with. And there's a new one coming out on 56 that I'm not supposed to say much about, but it's really, really interesting. It brings in a new cast of actors to play all different characters just for this one episode. It's really, really cool, and it has to do with a lot of Bible stories and really dives in deep. It's a very serious episode, but I really enjoyed doing it.
Okay, was it difficult to work with another actress for Olivia after Hope Levy left?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, Hope was really good, and, I didn't know that she wasn't going to be Olivia anymore until the other actor showed up in the studio. But they're both really talented, and it didn't really I don't think it really affected anybody much because they're both really great actresses, and one just slid right into the other, I guess.
Is there something you'd like your character to do in a future episode?
Oh yeah, I mean. More stuff with the Inspiration Station would be cool, or the Imagination Station. There was a lot with the Imagination Station in the live show script. That was really fun episode. I mean, I'm not supposed to say much about that either because they might be doing something with the live show episode. But it was really fun. It had a lot to do with the Imagination Station, and there was a lot of fun characters in it, obviously. But, yeah, I guess more stuff in the Imagination Station, the Inspiration Station would be cool. I guess that'd be fun to do.
Yeah, one of my favorite scenes from album 52 is when Matthew meets Thomas Jefferson, and I would listen to that scene. I was just laughing out loud. I think it was so hilarious.
Yeah, and one of my favorite parts was going into the big library. Jess Harnell played Mortimer was his name. Blah blah blah. but that was really fun. That was actually the first time I met Jess, and I didn't know he played Wooten until he actually played Wooten. I'm like, oh, that's why I know his name. Of course, he's done a lot of other things too, so.
Yeah. Okay, Samantha asks, is it weird having to act with adults playing kids instead of actual kids?
Yes and no. I mean, there are a few kids on the show. Andy Pessoa, who plays Barrett, Gatlin Green, who plays Priscilla, my sister Camilla is played by my friend Sydney. So yeah, there are a few kids, but a lot of times it's just me and all the adults in the studio. But I don't find it that difficult. They're all really fun to be around and easy to work with. So it doesn't really affect me that much because of that.
What lesson from Odyssey has impacted you the most?
Wow. That's a lot of lessons. I've been in, like 30-something episodes. If I had to choose one, the episode from that I was talking about earlier, the one from 56, it's, like I said, it was a very serious episode, and it taught a lot of really great lessons, and it was about basically church and family and unity, and it really made me think about a lot of things, a lot of the relationships in my life. The episode was really about a lot of relationships between people, and it was really, really interesting to do, and definitely a learning experience.
Okay. Now you're talking about it so much like this, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
Another one of our listeners asks, do people recognize you as Matthew Parker?
Not in person, I haven't been recognized. At the live show, I mean, people knew who I was because there was a nameplate or whatever. But yeah, I mean, most people don't know what I look like because I'm just a voice. So I haven't really been recognized in person before, but I get a lot of friend requests on Facebook from Odyssey fans, which is really cool.
Did you enjoy performing at the live show in Texas?
Yes, I did. I mean, I've been talking about it a bit, but it was... probably my favorite thing I've done with Odyssey. It was just fantastic. It was spread over 4 days. We got in Thursday and left Sunday, and it was just action-packed. I loved it. The Odyssey fans, they were so patient with us because there were so many people there in line for the autographs and things, and they were really, really nice. They always had a smile on their face. The live show itself was really, really fun. I really liked the script. And while I'm at it, I'd just like to thank the Odyssey fans who came out and supported us. That really meant a lot to me. So, I really thank you for that. That was really, really cool.
Yeah, we wish we could have been there, but maybe we'll see you at the next one.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, what was your favorite part of doing the live show?
Wow, probably meeting all the fans. That was probably the best part. I mean, everybody was really positive and nice, and that's always good.
What's one thing that you can tell us that you are most excited about in Album 56?
That episode I was just talking about, definitely. I mean, I'm really not supposed to say much, but You'll know it when you hear it from what I've said. It's a really, really great episode, and I know everybody's going to enjoy it.
Okay, from what I understand, you also do some stand-up comedy. Could you tell us what goes into that, and maybe give us a sample of one of your acts?
Yeah, I mean, the acts can be a little weird if I do them kind of outside of the stage or whatever.
And also probably because you're sitting down right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's always clean, for sure. So a lot of it's good for, like, a lot of kids like the shows I've done. I like to talk about, like, weird things that translate from parents to kids. Like, the technology, how it's affecting our lives. Like, I talk about Facebook a lot, and like, video games and stuff. So it's a lot of social topics, I guess, but it's good for kids and people of all ages. And I've only done a few shows so far, but I enjoy it. I haven't done it as much recently. I think my last show was about 4 months ago or so, but I really enjoy it. It's a fun thing to do.
Do you have any advice for people who want to get into acting?
For sure, yeah. First off, don't let anybody tell you that it's a crazy dream, because we had so many people telling us that when we decided to move out to Los Angeles. It is achievable, however difficult it may be. Hard work will always pay off, so be patient, be able to handle the rejection that will happen, and nobody becomes a star overnight unless they're really, really lucky. It's all about hard work and dedication, and if it's God's plans for you, He'll reveal it.
All right. Well, that's all the questions we have for today, but we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us. It was a real pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, you guys are really cool, and I was glad I got to talk to you.